This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At the very beginning of the offseason in Major League Baseball, I'm trying to remember when that offseason began, probably a little bit less than a month ago. We here at Evan and Tiki decided to play a brand new game that you can play at home. It's called Free Agent Bingo. And in free agent bingo, we all predicted where the top free agents would end up. And we did it with a little bit of a point system. If a player re-signs with their team, and you are correct about that, you get a point. If that player leaves their team and goes somewhere else, you get 2 points. And we did that with some traded players as well. So Devin Williams signed with the New York Mets the other day. So we have to update our bingo chart. And this is the beautiful thing about baseball. In football, this segment would take like an hour because all the moves happen at the same time. And in baseball, we could take our time and just say, yeah, Devin Williams is a New York Met. Okay, cool. Who's got a bingo? So let's go to our prediction desk with Tommy Lugauer. Tommy, who should we check in on first?
Let's start with me. Devin Williams will stay with the Yankees.
Devin Williams will stay with the Yankees.
Got the New York part right.
Got the city right for him.
Yep.
All right. That's an 0-for-1, but okay. Stay with the Yankees. Who's
no
next?
Points.
Sean Marash.
Atlanta Braves. I got the division right.
Boy, you guys are something.
Still, no points.
All right. Who's next?
Tiki Barber.
I think he stays.
Stays where?
Half a point in his home.
Half a point.
You don't get a half a point.
Come on, Evan.
The Yankees are not the Mets. The Mets are not the Yankees.
He's a New Yorker.
So far 0-for-3. I do not remember who I picked or where I picked Devin to go.
I don't remember if you wanted him. I think you did say you wanted him.
No, I my opinion on Devin, again, this is what we think would happen, not what we want. My opinion on Devin was pretty straightforward, which is I would love him as the eighth inning guy for Edwin.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a tremendous combination. And unfortunately, that's the world we live in where we don't know.
Right.
Like, Devin Williams could very well be the closer on opening day for the Mets in 2026. We'll see. They're still pursuing Edwin Diaz. The jury is still out. So, do I like Devin Williams being on the New York Mets in their bullpen? Sure, why not?
Right.
But what will his role be? Anyhow, what did I say? I'm going to go with the Giants. No.
So that's an 0-for-3.
Got all team right in the city, right?
Well, that's a real stretch. All right, so we all took an 0-for. Devin Williams signs a 3-year deal with the New York Mets, and none of us got it right.
No blood.
No blood.
No blood.
No points. So far, if you're keeping track at home, Tiki leads 1-0 because he correctly predicted Josh Naylor to stay with the Seattle Mariners. You remember that?
Yes, I do. It was the first signing of free agency.
Oh, he was giving himself 1 point. You're pointing up. I'm like, do you see a fly or something?
No.
No, he's complimenting himself.
I'm giving myself number one. I'm in first place with 1 point.
I do think we are about to see a little bit of an off-season run here. We are 6 days away from the winter meetings. It will begin on Sunday. Sunday night, it really kicks in. And we're going to see some big guys off the board. Now, will that be Mets? Will that be Yankees? I don't know. And the other thing is, and this is what's making this offseason so challenging, is even when a move is made, your opinion is informed until you know what's next.
Yeah.
And I even think, looking back at the Trent Grisham thing, which a lot of Yankee fans were against, I think that's also the same thing. Because if keeping Trent Grisham doesn't preclude them from getting other players that you want, or maybe even helps them make a trade of Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones in a massive trade for someone else.
Right.
You're going to look at it and say, oh, that was fine. Like, it's really tough to know until you see the other moves. And clearly, Met fans are dealing with that, with the Semien acquisition and now the Devin Williams acquisition.
Yeah, the Semien acquisition is the one that, because it involved the Nimmo trade, it feels like that's a harbinger of something more, I don't know, vast, not just a move to make a move. Some other things are going to happen behind that Nimmo trade, for sure. It's just a matter of what.
The Mets are involved in a fascinating offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't mean I love it or you love it or it's going to end up great,
if this feels
but it's
like the,
fascinating.
But it just, you know that the roster is going to be very different than what you expected it going into the offseason.
Yes. I mean, they've
just
already,
because of this,
they've already shown you how different things are going to be.
Right.
The Yankee offseason, I think, is going to be straightforward. Like, they're trying to keep Cody Bellinger.
Are you boring?
Well, boring isn't always bad, but yes, I guess for most people would be boring. Like, my guess right now on reading the tea leaves on the Yankees is they're trying to keep Cody Bellinger. Mm. Now, the idea, this is the one thing I do not understand, and we had that debate a few weeks ago on Cody Bellinger versus Kyle Tucker, and to me, it's not a debate. Kyle Tucker's a far better player. But if you don't sign Cody Bellinger, Kyle Tucker being a backup plan doesn't make any sense. He's going to make a ton more money.
Yeah.
Like, when does your backup plan, someone who's going to get double the amount of years? Like, that does not make sense. So I don't buy, as the more I think about it, that they're really going to be involved on Kyle Tucker. But I think they're in on Cody Bellinger. And then I think they will be creative in terms of making a trade. Using Dominguez as a chip. Using Spencer Jones as a chip. Using some of the young pitching that they have as a chip. And with trades, it's tough to predict. You don't know who's going to actually be available.
Right. Well, so, you do know that Sandy Alcantara is available.
I don't know that. We think he is, but is it guaranteed he's going to be moved?
It's so much noise around him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And that's been going back into last season.
No, but my point is with trades is, especially in that case, when a guy's got 2 years left on their deal, they could very well say, nah, we'll go into the season with this player. And then we'll trade them maybe in July. Or we don't trade him at all. Like, they don't have to trade him.
Unless you get an offer that you just can't refuse.
Right.
But which I think is a great prospect and something else as well, probably.
It wouldn't surprise me, even though you don't feel like starting pitching is the Yankees' biggest need. Wouldn't surprise me if they end up trading for a starting pitcher. Like, you could still see that.
Yeah, well, what became the issue?
I think the issue is the uncertainty in health when it comes to Carlos Rodon and even Gerrit Cole and Clark Schmidt coming off of injury. And then Brian Cashman knows, like, you never have enough starting pitching.
No.
So,
true.
Why not?
Right. If you're going to go to these moments where you're slumping offensively, you just can't score runs, it's better to have three arms that can shut down the opponent. That's the fix.
Absolutely.
It's the easiest fix for when your bats are quiet.
Let's go to the president of the Devin Williams fan club, John in Massbeth. John, what's up, man? I know you're devastated that Devin left. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not devastated. I'm just happy for you, Evan, now that you get to go to a lot of Mets games now. So
hypothetically.
Yes.
Hypothetically. Unless they're at 1 p.m. start time. And he could, go still find a way to get there quick. But anyways, Devin Williams, I mean, you know, he's now the 24th player, the 24th former Yankee that is now a Met under Steve Cohen. And at what point are the Mets just going to stop being the Yankees? We're on pace now for like 15 years from now where Old Timers Day is just going to be the same day for the Mets and Yankees where you just take a bus from Yankee Stadium, take all our players and just ship them on over to Citi Field because chances are about three-quarters of their Old Timers Day roster
is going to be former
Mets.
Let me address this without being a jerk. Like, I'm not going to say, what about Paul Blackburn or any other former Met the Yankees?
The other way, right.
It does go both ways. But here's what I would say to you, and I would say to every single person that makes this tired point, because you're not the only one, John. You're representing many people who say, oh, typical Mets, the signing a former Yankee. Where's that gotten you? Blah, 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 blah. You have to look at every move on a case-by-case basis. Was it smart for the Mets to sign Juan Soto?
Yes.
I mean, that's a rhetorical question.
Yes. Not even a question.
Yeah. So then, did the Mets sign Juan Soto because he played for the Yankees or because he's a generational
he
talent?
He just coincidentally also happened to play for the Yankees.
Okay. Let's go to Devin Williams. Devin Williams was an elite-level closer until this past year. Even the underlying numbers tell you he still was, despite not pitching well.
Mm-hmm.
He was matured in Milwaukee, where the current Met team president now is the team president of the New York Mets, and the Mets have questions in their bullpens. Does it make sense for the Mets to sign Devin Williams?
Of course it does.
Does it matter that he played for the Yankees?
No, and he was just here for a year as a pit stop.
Cody Bellinger, let's go to him. Knowing his skill sets of first base, outfield, can hit lefties, does it make sense for the Mets to sign Cody Bellinger?
You know, it's funny, because here's what I'm actually starting to hear. It's more of a Yankee issue than a Met issue.
That they're bringing in guys on expiring contracts?
Yes, they're bringing in guys on one-year deals, almost in a desperation move to make themselves more championship viable. Yet, when that player produces, to an extent, second half of the season, at least back third of the season for Devin Williams, all year for Cody Bellinger, now you're screwed. Yankees.
So it's more of a Yankee thing.
It's a Yankee issue because these guys are, they're 1 year and then they're free.
So then.
It's not like you're bringing guys in that perform great and you hang on to them.
Right.
The guys that you've had a couple years, I guess, I'm trying to think of the ones that had multiple years on those deals.
Well, the other ones would be Clay Holmes, Harrison Bader.
No, but.
But they were.
But Sean. What I said to start was we got to go case by case.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I think so far you'd all understand why
Clay Holmes is so different. I can't even like.
No, Evan's doing it the right way. I'm saying the reaction is there's an abundance of these guys.
I understand that, but Clay Holmes didn't go to the Mets as a reliever or as the closer. It's a completely new role for him,
right?
With the Mets
and the others.
And again, it's something that the Yankees didn't think about.
The other thing that's really important here, and I think it's a small factor, I'm not even going to say it's a major factor, is whenever the Yankees or the Mets acquire a player, one of the questions we automatically ask is, can they handle New York?
Yeah.
Don't you think there's almost a benefit
100%.
To a player participating in New York baseball before you sign him?
You don't have to answer the question. You don't have to ask the question at all.
I mean, I think about it on the Yankee side of things. Now, I know that maybe Pete Alonso isn't the right fit for you, but Edwin Diaz is a great example. Would you not be more interested in Edwin Diaz because he showed you he could close in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Be honest, Sean.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not about I'm sticking it to the Mets or I'm getting Mets leftovers.
Absolutely.
You are more, he's already great, but you're probably a little bit more drawn in by the fact that you know, okay, he can handle New York and he could face major adversity like he did his first year here.
Yes and no. I have to retract it. This is not taking a one of the Mets. I think there's a different kind of pressure with pitching with the Yankees. So I don't. He can handle.
But there's pressure in New York, Sean.
Evan, I know what you're saying, but I think it matters more from a Met taking a Yankee.
Why is that? Why do you say that?
Because he's a troll.
Because the Mets are.
The Yankees are always in October every single year. There's a different pressure comes with the. Are we really ignoring that? The Mets have not established that same pressure of pitching in New York.
They haven't, but shouldn't they be in that conversation right now?
They're getting there. And I think that's a conversation to have in another 2-3 years. But we're denying reality if we don't think there's a different pressure playing and pitching for the Yankees and the Mets historically. There just is.
Tommy.
Yep.
Get the clips out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go on trial right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.